We've answered you, 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 we've answered you. Got you, twice for you, answered you, answered you, answered you, answered you, answered you. Well, it's pretty much done here.
This is gonna be fun. Since I'm about 3 years old, I was conscious that we were living like a dream, like a projection. I was able of putting myself out of my body, in my body, as I wanted. What I didn't in my life is manifest whatever I wanted. It works perfectly well. And I just couldn't, it was very intuitive, and I couldn't put words to what I was doing. I thought I was just projecting the future. Example, I would look at the building and I would say, there's should be a window there in the middle of that building. 6 months later, the wall is down, bad construction. 6 months later, they rebuilt with the window, exactly where I saw it. Or I imagine myself hitchhiking, having a lift, and I say, okay, I'm gonna manifest a white limousine with a ham sandwich and a beer. I'm in Strasbourg going to Paris, and 20 minutes later, I manifest a white Mercedes. And the guy says, well, I never pick up people, but you look nice. You want a sandwich and a beer? And it goes on and on and on like that. So I play the game. I like it. It's fun. And I want to thank you to have put the words of what my experience is in a sense that I can understand it now the way it is. And I appreciate it. Now my best game with my girlfriend is when we have a bill coming from anywhere, she says, go to sleep, we need some money. So I go to sleep and the phone rings and I get $500, $1,000 here. We get money by sleeping and not by working.
Because when you slumber, you withdraw consciousness. When you withdraw consciousness, you stop resistance. And when you slumber with the intention and expectation, you line up with what you're wanting. All things work that way. The universe responds to your thought.
Exactly. And what happened lately is, since January, I've been traveling in 8 or 9 countries in the world, filming documentaries in a very, very challenging place, where I see immense poverty, immense troubles, civil war, lots of casualties, families separated, and a lot of death. And I say to myself, I don't understand. I projected myself there. I am here. I am witness to all of this. It hurts me, but I don't let myself hurt. The joy of them is to me seeing them, and filming them is the best experience of their life, so I can bring the image to others of their sufferance so that it will open it for others to see what they are challenged with, and for it's like sharing it. But I just don't know at this point. It's been accelerating to a point where, you know, I've been in very, very dangerous places and I've been challenged a lot, and I just wonder what is the source wants at this point, because the information is so overwhelming right now. There's so much information that I don't know where to place it anymore in my own experience. I'll give it to others, but for myself, what is it that the source wants me to see all this?
Can you go to sleep and find it?
I sleep, I dream. I even dream of God and Jesus. They come to my dreams and they say, they put a veil on my face. They say, you can't see me right now because you're going to burn, because you don't have the voltage enough to sustain our image. So I got lots of dreams. I intense dream. My sleep is very broken.
Well, the reason that we ask that is because, you see, in the story that you offered at the beginning, mm-hmm. you talked about ease of alignment. In other words, you talked about projecting an image, offering no contradictory thought to it, being in an attitude of expectation, and in that expectation, and more important, in absence of resistance, things just line up and it comes effortlessly and easily to you. Now, you're going to hear this clearly. We're just going to sort of build this from the ground up, because what you're feeling viscerally and the words that you're about to hear will all mesh together, and so you'll have a complete understanding of this.